Hi there. Do you know what your anxiety profile is? Me, I was a besieged panicker. We often say that the first step to reversing anxiety is to understand it. And that's why we've created a tool to help you discover your anxiety profile. And it's totally free. In about 90 seconds, you'll receive your customized anxiety profile. And it will answer so many questions you've probably been struggling with, including, am I going crazy? And why me? So if you haven't yet, pause this episode and head to lifefreeofanxiety.com/profile or click the link in the show notes. I promise you'll get a lot more out of this and every episode once you know your anxiety profile. And now, on to the show.
The Holidays, Part 2.
Welcome to the Life Free of Anxiety podcast, where each week we'll bring you another discussion to help you on your way to overcoming your fears. I'm Erica, and together with Dr. Charles Barr, a licensed clinical psychologist specializing in anxiety, we'll be your guides on this journey. To find a list of helpful free resources we offer, head to lifefreeofanxiety.com. Because you are not broken, you are not alone, and you are on your way to living a life free of anxiety. Well, happy to be back with you. For those who are new to the show, I'm Erica. I host this show with Dr. Barr. And today we are doing a repeat of part two of our holiday episode from last year. Can't believe we've been doing this show a year now. Thanksgiving is amongst us. And for us Americans, I know you Canadians already had yours, but we are celebrating Thanksgiving next week already. So crazy. Feels like this year has just flown by, which is weird because it's been a slow year. But we are having Thanksgiving next week, and some people will be traveling, will be dealing with different things. This episode is obviously from a time when traveling was a lot simpler because there was no COVID-19. But we still want you to listen to this episode because it's got a lot of useful tips for dealing with anxiety, for seeing family members around the holidays, and for difficulties that can arise. So as always, Dr. Barr brings his best advice. So let's get to that, and we will, don't worry, give you some reliable holiday tips that involve COVID in the near future as well. But for now, stick to this episode because Thanksgiving is amongst us. Well, hello, we are back, as in we, Erica and Dr. Barr, and we are sharing how to get to your destination this holiday season. Well, mostly Dr. Barr will be sharing it because, well, he's the doctor. So, Dr. Barr, thanks for being here.
Okay.
As always.
Well, it's good to be here, and it's good to have our listeners back. And we wish all of you happy holidays, and we want to see if we can give you some tips on how you can get to your destinations, those of you who are traveling. First of all, I would say the first tip is try to make a plan of how you're going to get there. If you're going by car, plan how long it's going to take, know the route, know what you're going to take with you. Now, this may be you're just taking a casserole and you're going to your aunt or uncle's house 40 miles away. But that 40 miles away on a holiday may take you an hour and a half. So I really want you to plan on, okay, how long realistically is it going to take with traffic and that kind of thing?
What kinds of people might be dealing with worrying about how to get there in a car? Because some people might be listening and are saying, what's wrong with getting there in a car?
Well, some of our anxiety folks have trouble in cars. They have maybe have trouble driving.
Okay.
Or they may have trouble having some being in a car when someone else is driving.
Mm-hmm.
Or they may have the destination that they're going to may be out of their what we call a safe zone, so that they could travel easily within their safe zone. But if they're out of the safe zone, then that kicks up their anxiety, and so then they start getting very anxious because they're going to be traveling outside their safe zone.
Okay, so panicky feelings on the car ride there.
Panicky feelings.
Whether they're
yes.
driving or someone else is driving.
That's right.
Okay.
And so part of their fear may be the fear of having a panic attack while they're on the way or after they arrive. Let's talk in general about, okay, if you're going to be traveling, I want you to have a plan, because okay. a plan can be very helpful. I want you to plan who's going with you. How are you going to get there? You know, are you taking a car full of kids? Mm-hmm. Or are you just taking you and your partner? Who's going with you? Who's going to be in the travel process with you? It's very different if you're going by yourself than if you're going with you and three kids.
Yeah.
Because then you have to make plans for, okay, what are you going to do with the three kids? How are they going to travel as well, so they don't drive you crazy and make you nervous and right. upset the apple cart? That all has to go into the planning. I also want to say travel has lots of positive benefits. So there are lots of things that are good about travel. Mm-hmm. We know that travel can be extremely positive. It creates new and novel situations, which really protects our brain health.
Hmm.
We see new things. We're exposed to different cultural things and social things than we're used to a lot of the times.
Right.
We make connections with people and we renew friendships. It just has all kinds of positive benefits.
Yeah.
But not if you're frightened all the time and you're fearful all the time and you're anxious all the time or you're worried all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then travel turns into a nightmare.
Yeah.
Not into a positive experience.
Yeah, and something you'd probably rather just, you know, you'd rather be sitting on your couch and you might not even rather be sitting on your couch. You might honestly want to be where you're headed to see your mom or see your dad or something like that, but it just feels so much safer to stay home or, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
There could still be a strong desire, however, to be, you know,
I think
just
that's
get
a
there.
Really good point. It's not that you would rather be at home. You'd rather be out doing what everyone else seems to be enjoying doing.
Uh-huh.
And you're sitting there feeling desirous to do that also, but you just can't get yourself to do it.
Yeah.
Or at least you're feeling terribly anxious while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it robs you of some of the joy of doing that.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got a plan.
That then you take your plan and then you say, this is not going to work exactly the way I have it planned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you set ourselves up for imperfection.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You build in the fact that this cannot be perfect. It's not going to go this way. And I'm going to roll with the punches.
Okay.
Because there will be punches.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're in a car, there's going to be traffic delays. If you're flying, then there's going to be delays at the airport, or there's going to be wintry weather that you experience on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Flying can be daunting at the holidays, to say the least, because it's so crowded.
Yeah.
And there's so many people. So I want our people to expect the unexpected. And when the unexpected happens, then it's kind of like, oh, well, I knew this might happen.
Here it is.
And so here it is.
Yeah.
That's right. And so one of the positive ways to turn that, because what we tell ourselves about these delays is an important thing, is that this is a new adventure.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, well, our flight is delayed. Well, we knew that might happen because there's a snowstorm in Chicago and we're going through Chicago or whatever. So we knew that might happen. So where else might we go? So there's a new adventure. It's like, oh, this is an opportunity for a new adventure.
Yes.
So that's part of the new and novel instead of the tragic.
Yeah, I just want to say, too, I remember one time, and gosh, I can't even remember what I was going to do, but I told you about it because Dr. Barr was my therapist for a couple years. I don't remember what it was, but I remember telling you I have to do this and I don't want to, I'm freaked out about it and whatever. And you said, when you go to do it, just know that eerie things are going to come out of nowhere in your kind of like in basically in my head, and uh-huh. try to grab your attention to freak you out or stress you out. But once you see them, you can kind of acknowledge them, and then you know there they are, and oh, okay, I knew that was coming. And I remember that working so well for me, because whatever situation it was, I don't remember what anymore, it did happen where the eerie things came, and I said, oh, that's the thing, you know, right when I'm about to do what I want to do, this is expected yes. to pop up. So there it is. Okay, hi. And there then, it wasn't, you know, flooding me with, oh my gosh, it was, oh yeah, I knew you were coming, which was so much better for an anxious person to have. As an anxious person, we love control. So to be able to say, I knew that was going to happen, is so freeing sometimes.
Well, it really is. It's that ability to predict. Mm-hmm. You see, if as an anxious person, you predict that you're going to have a perfect trip and you're not going to feel any anxiety on this trip, that's not realistic.
Yeah.
You probably are going to feel some anxiety on the trip.
Right.
So what?
Yes.
So what? So we can have you plan to do something different with that anxiety when it shows up, not if it shows up, but when it shows up.
Right.
So that you have that predictive ability that can be very, very helpful.
Yes. And that's the thing you always say is, so what? That's just a scary thought. I know that's what you always told me when those things come up. So what? It's just a scary thought. Oh, okay.
Just a scary
thought.
That was
just a scary thought. I see.
I don't need to do that to myself.
Yes.
Now, I encouraged you, and I encourage all my people to use that phrase frequently. So what? That's just a scary thought. I don't need to do that to myself.
Mm-hmm.
If I say so what to you, you're going to be really mad at me.
I'm like, what am I paying you for? So what?
That's exactly right. You're discounting my feelings. You're discounting my experience. What do you know anyway?
Yes.
But if you say it to yourself in a smart alecky kind of way, you're saying so what to the anxiety, to that scary thought. And so that becomes a very powerful little modification in what you're modifying, how you're modifying your thoughts.
Definitely.
Well, now there's some other things that I wanted to address particularly in terms of air travel. Air travel can be scary. So one of the things is I want you to allow lots of time.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you need to be there 2 hours before, add an hour. I would much rather you spend an hour or 30 minutes sitting at the airport relaxing than sitting on some freeway stewing and being all anxious.
Yeah.
So allow extra time, because everything's going to take more time than you think.
Okay.
And if it doesn't, well, good for you. You know, that was really good, and you get some bonus time just to relax and read or play a favorite game or watch people, whatever would help you pass the time.
What about visiting an airport ahead of time? I've heard to do that too, to familiarize yourself if this is going to be something that's stressful, getting on the plane for the first time maybe in a while. Or how do you feel about visiting the airport in itself, which I know with security isn't always the easiest thing to do, just walk around an airport, but...
Actually, with security, it's almost impossible anymore.
Okay.
Now, you can go and drive around the airport. You can see where the airport is.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually walk in. You can go to the ticket counters. You can actually walk up to where the TSA is, but that's as far as you can go.
Okay.
But that actually is a good experience and good desensitization to do,
mm-hmm.
is to go and familiarize yourself with, what's the layout of the airport? This is where I'm going to be. Here's the gate that I'm going to, or the airline that I'm going to be flying with. You know, here's where I'll drop off my bags and that kind of thing, so that you are familiar with that.
Okay. Good.
It's also very important and powerful for you to actually think through every step that you're going to be doing in that day.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, okay, you're going to be flying. I want you to think about the day before. Okay, what do I need to do the day before? I need to pack. I need to get these things together. And it's very helpful if you'll make a list of things that you need to pack, that kind of thing.
Or maybe even something that's going to distract you on the plane if you have some fear, like your magazines and, you know, your relaxation pack that might come with you. Or your...
Well, okay. Now, you're talking about a relaxation pack and distraction items, and those are very important to have.
Yeah.
I want you to take magazines or books if you feel like you can concentrate enough to read. I want you to take a phone or an iPad or a laptop or something where you can play electronic games if you like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to do the things that you find relaxing. Maybe it's to download a movie first before you go so that you can watch a favorite movie. Or if you have a favorite funny movie, that would be a movie that I would suggest you take, because laughter can go a long way toward helping you relax as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a favorite funny movie and you download that and take that and watch it, then that can be very helpful because it gets you in a different space. It's a movie you know, it's a movie you enjoy. It's easy for you to get into, and that can be very, very helpful.
Yeah. I know magazines were huge for me on airplane trips in the past, just because the pictures just kept coming as I, you know, flip the pages. Okay, that's interesting to look at. And I had to think very little about it. It's just something to look down at. And, oh, okay, that interests me. Oh, that's interesting. Or that celebrity went there. Oh, look, they fly. They fly all the time. See, there's nothing to I would think stuff like
that's
that.
That's right.
Look, they're in New York. And then on the next magazine, look, they're in Japan. They had to take a flight.
So that gives you confidence.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a silly thing, now, but it worked.
Well, it's not necessarily a silly thing.
Okay.
It's a confidence booster.
Yeah.
It's like, well, okay, they did it. Then I can do it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. They did it, and you can, too.
Well, as always, thanks for sticking with us today. Remember, you can always leave us a review. A 5-star one is always preferable. For wherever you found this podcast, if you find it useful, leave us a review. It helps other people find us. Remember, you can also find out more information on our 16-week program that helps you overcome anxiety. We just finished out, or we're finishing the 16-week program with a group right now. So they have had all kinds of interesting successes, and we'll try to get somebody on the show for you to hear what their experience was just like sooner rather than later. We'll see what we can do about that. But if you want to look into it, that's changewith2ways.com. We also are giving away a book. You just have to pay for shipping if you want to learn more about the anxiety condition as well as the change program. You can find that as well at changewith2ways.com. We'll back with you next week. And just in case you don't have time to listen before then, I'm wishing you, and I know Dr. Barr is wishing you as well, a very happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope that something in today's conversation provided you with a feeling of hope, determination, or purpose. I know what you're going through, and that's why I want to give you some of the tools that helped me in my anxiety journey. To get a free copy of Free From Fears, head to freefromfearsbook.com. To find out more about the Change Anxiety Treatment Program, find us at changewith2ways.com. Thanks again for listening, and remember, you are not broken, you are not alone, and you are on your way to living a life free of anxiety. See you next week. Before you go, I wanted to give you one last reminder to discover your anxiety profile at lifefreeofanxiety.com/profile. Going forward, we really think this should be the starting point for everyone's anxiety journey. Once you're done, you'll probably wonder how we could learn so much from just a few questions. It really is amazing. What you don't see is behind the scenes, your responses are compared to what we've learned from helping over 200,000 people just like you reverse their anxiety over the past 40 years. It's a data-backed assessment with real insights. I promise it's worth 90 seconds of your time, and it's totally free. Just click the link in the show notes or head to lifefreeofanxiety.com/profile, and I'll talk to you again soon.